late at night, the music's all right. Light rock on the radio, 96.3 WRUR.
Ala pa.
Nag-promote ka pa ng iba pang station na,
well,
Alex.
Yeah, welcome
sister
to the show.
Sister yun, sister, ha?
Is it?
Well, this is not a radio station either, so it doesn't matter. But, yeah. I didn't even know that. That's right. Is that station even around? I mean, there's been a lot of movement in radio. By the way, speaking of radio, Alex is on the Magic Morning Show with us every single day. You can catch the replays of the Good Times Morning Show on Spotify by just typing in Good Times Radio. You'll see Alex there, myself, Sam O, of course, in studio, along with Kirill, who's been doing an amazing job as a radio DJ. And the two of those girls talk about K-drama all show long. And it's a lot of fun. So do check out the radio show again. That's live on Magic 89.9, but downloadable on Spotify. Hey, real quick, we talked about in the last episode, SendWave, the app, your chance at winning $500 by being a caller from the U.S., Canada, and certain parts of Europe. Just get on the show. We'll just talk, and you'll be eligible for a $500 prize at the end of the month. We'll give away two of those, but everybody wins as well because you just have to download the SendWave app, hit the promo code GOODTIMES, and you automatically get $20 already for you to send to your loved ones. You'll see. I mean, it's not just the Philippines. Like, there's just a bunch of countries in there. Depending on where you are, you'll get a drop down and see which countries are available to send. So just in case you have loved ones in other places, but you can send it to the GCash, you can do it through the bank account. Whole lot of fun and ease, and really works so well for all you people out there who do send money home, which we do, of course. It's a huge part of our economy in the Philippines to send money home, and this is just truly the best way to do it. Okay, Lex.
Yeah.
Chopper, both of them here. It's an AMA. And let's knock out our first caller. Speaking of going to the U.S., that is where we are. And she's immediately eligible for $500 at the end of the month. Though her name is very unique. Her name is Sweetheart. And she's 29 years old. Hi, Sweetheart. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm good. Thank you.
We're good. You are in Denver, and they're currently getting their ass kicked by Minnesota.
Do they have a really good chance in making the finals? Or
of course, they are the favorite. They're kind of the favorite to win the West.
Because we were in Denver last year when they won.
Right.
So.
I like OKC from the West. Of course, I love Dallas. That's going to be the team that I'm rooting for most. But to see the Nuggets getting their ass kicked right now, plus losing game one, is bit of a concern of them moving to the next round. Why are you laughing? Like, you're not a Nuggets? Oh, that's right, because the Nuggets own the Lakers.
Yeah,
tinaro nila yung Lakers, eh.
That's right.
Di ano na ako, Minnesota Timberlakes.
Yeah, and of course, Minnesota is the original Laker area. I mean, the Minnesota Lakers were kind of the start of that franchise. So, yeah, there's a little bit of a Laker connection there for you. Right. So, that's why they're called the Lakers.
Oh, is that A-E. Why? I was wondering why they were called the Lakers. Okay.
Yeah, it's a Minnesota reference. All right, so congratulations, Lex, that they're winning. Sorry, sweetheart, that your team's getting their ass kicked. But like I said...
That's fine. I'm not a sport fan.
No worries. How long have you been in the U.S.?
5 years now.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, like I said, you're eligible for this $500, and maybe you'll send it to loved ones. Are you sending money to loved ones to the Philippines?
Yeah, my parents are still in the Philippines.
SendWave is the app. Download it.
All right,
and
I'll try
be able
it.
To do that. No, try
download
it
right now.
I just want to go to the beach. SendWave.
That's sunburn. Sandwich is sunburn, right? Yeah. It'll be easier. Trust me. Whatever process you're using right now, trust me, you'll like SendWave more. I guarantee that. Okay. Anyway, so what's up? What do you want to talk about?
Mo, I'll just try to make it fast as I can because I'm actually with him. We just finished dinner, and I just lied that I had to take a long distance call in the Philippines, so I need to be somewhere quiet.
Okay.
And now I'm inside my car.
Okay. No shit. All right. Go ahead. Tell us what's up.
Okay, I'll saying. Just already wrote down what I'm going to say so I don't get nervous and get lost. So I'll just read it.
Okay.
If that's fine.
That's
go
fine.
For it,
perfectly,
sweetheart.
Perfectly fine.
Okay. So I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for 1.5 years now. I would say we had a very slow start, But after 6 months in the relationship, things really get better and pretty stable. He is pure Chinese,
okay,
but born and raised here in the US. He only has one sister, so basically he's the only boy in the family. He sometimes talks about his family, but I can feel that he's a little bit conservative about talking them, and only sees them during holidays or birthdays. My parents are not here in the US, but they know that I'm dating this guy, and they say hi to each other a few times through video chat.
Okay.
I'm happy on how things are in a relationship right now, but there is this one instance recently that confuses me.
Mm-hmm.
Few months ago, we ate at this restaurant called Mom's Kitchen, mm-hmm, which is a Chinese restaurant. When we were there, I jokingly said, "Oh, I wonder when can I try the real Mom's Kitchen?"
Oh.
And he just smiled, and then we just continued eating.
Okay, okay, fine. Like, smile siya. Okay, tapos.
Last week, he mentioned that we can go to Mom's Kitchen some other time. So I thought it would just be the restaurant. On Friday, to my surprise, we went to his parents' house. However, his parents were not there. Furniture
so
covered, some dust, looked like a house where nobody's lived there for a little while. The last thing he told me about his parents was his father just had his retirement and visit his sister in other state since she recently gave birth. So I asked where his parents are, and he answered, "They went to visit my sister and rarely come home here." While he was cooking food, I was just quiet and confused. Why would he bring me to his parents' house without his parents? It doesn't make sense to me that time, Mo. I got all over with my emotions and got upset at him.
May shout out ako.
So we decided to call it a night, and he drove me home. When we were driving, I told him, "Why did you bring me there without your parents? I'm not sure if it makes me happy or not."
What did he say?
Then he said, "I did not expect that you would react like that because I wanted to spend time with you, cook something in my mom's kitchen, and excited to show you my life." Like, he showed me some portraits, he did a house tour, and talked about his childhood, and showed me his dad's dirty kitchen. That's when I realized that that was his intention.
Okay.
Maybe he's just slowly opening his life to me, especially about his family. Mm-hmm. But it was too late for me to realize that because I already got upset and the night was ruined. Knowing his personality, I know that every step he takes in a relationship is considered a huge step for him.
Mm-hmm.
After what happened, I thought that instead of him taking one step forward in our relationship, he might have taken a step back. But also from this instance, I realized that maybe it's a wake-up call to talk about meeting his parents in person. We're both Asians, and I know meeting the parents is considered an important and big gesture in the relationship. It was not a big deal to me since my parents are not here, but now it made me think about it. Now, I have like two questions about this scenario, Mo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The first one is,
dear Mo,
What if he took a step back from what happened? And the second one is...
Sorry, see, I'm not laughing at you. It's just Alex. Yeah. It's so funny.
And the second one is it the time to talk about it? Or when is the right time to talk about meeting the parents?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So to answer number one, the taking a step back is relative. It's you assessing the situation as a step back. But mm-hmm. multiple times through your story, which by the way, I love. And anybody who's going to talk shit, just in case, about this girl writing her story, it is, she said it earlier because she doesn't wants to be able to kind of deliver it properly because she's nervous. Hold on. Before I even get to back to your whole advice, let me just address people who talk shit about something like this. She's on the show and you guys aren't.
Yep.
That is an immense amount of courage, way more than the shit talkers who just sit behind the keyboard. This is exactly what the keyboard warrior is. You sit there and you're like, "Oh, this is all that bullshit." You are not on the show. You don't have the balls to be on the show. People come in here, know they're going to get obliterated by us, and yet share their lives with us. While you guys, with your little fucking internet nicknames and all of that bullshit, have no idea what it's like to get on with a group like us.
Can I say something? Your writing is impeccable. Just like the flow of the story, it was amazing. Because, yeah. I mean, we also have other calls that we read through, but yours was just well thought out and everything, even to the questions, even with the pauses like, Mo, you're going on, Angaling. I just love it.
Yeah, there are no filler words. There were no kind of like, ums. Like,
I love
like,
it. Yeah.
All these pieces of shit.
The
are
delivery, that's
do.
Right. Correct. The right. delivery was
so,
great.
So I just want to make sure I say that because I know there's going to be people, you know, this.
Guys.
What?
Ako. Nag-interpret lang ako. Wala akong ginawang insult. So,
no, this is not about Alex.
No, it's not about Alex.
Alex, you're supplying
I'm the comic relief here.
Yeah, you're supplying comic relief. Absolutely. I was going to say that. I'm talking about the shit talkers on the chat who are like, what the fuck is this? Da, da, da. You guys are not here. You wouldn't last 5 minutes here with me. I'll talk about myself. I will eat your shit alive. Okay? Mm-hmm. Who the fuck are you? Like, you guys know that. This girl did an amazing job. So, sweetheart, if there's anything that I would change, it's the name.
Oh, sweetheart.
I just chose that Mo because he calls me that.
Okay. It's very romantic. Okay, well, let's get back to your story.
It's okay, sweetheart.
Yeah. How long have you guys been together?
A year and a half.
Okay, and when you ask him about the meeting the parents thing, what does he say again?
Oh, we did not really talk about it yet.
Okay.
When we went there, I asked him where his parents are, but the conversation never really brought up.
How Chinese are they? Are they like Chinese or kind of Chinese? Because
based on the photos on the wall that you saw,
I mean, they look Chinese. I'm talking about just culturally, are they super Chinese? Because if, you know, he's kind of raised in the U.S., but if his parents are Chinese cultured, then meeting you, yes, you're right, and you know this is a very big deal. There's also the element of you're not Chinese yourself.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a considerable problem. We've had that many times on the show through the years.
Well, my question, let me ask in follow-up to that. Yung sister, married to Chinese or married to foreign?
No, she's not married to a Chinese
Okay,
guy.
So at least it's that's not the issue. So we know. Okay.
Sweetheart, yeah. May sasabihin lang ako bago ito magtuloy-tuloy, sweetheart, ha? Yung dinala ka niya doon sa bahay na walang tao, naalala ko lang ako. Wala tong Chinese heritage, wala tong culture. Nung dinala kita walang tao, hindi ko papakita yung heritage ng tatay ko. Dinala kita doon, dahil gusto ko,
to have
may
sex.
Sexy time.
Yeah.
Nag-sex ba kayo sa...
Hindi nagalit siya.
No, we did not.
Okay. You guys live together. You guys live together though, right?
No, we don't.
Okay. So wow, very
man.
Conservative.
Where does he live? Does he live in mom's kitchen, like in that house, or?
No, he has his own house.
Alone.
Uh huh.
Oh, yep. So yeah, no, Alex. Like, if he wanted to have sex with her, they would have gone to his house. He was.
At palibo ibang ano, iba yung ambience na ano parang reminiscing yung.
Guys, this is not a sex question whatsoever.
No, I think it's really, he thought mom's kitchen does, okay, let me, I can't introduce you to my parents right now. To my parents
right now. Hindi kasi ganyan ito yung style ko dati. Nagdadala ko ng chicks. Uy, punta tayo sa bahay para pagpasok, ay, walang tao. Paano kaya gagawin natin? Walang tao. Yun lang naman yung gusto ko paliwanagan. Pero anyway, mas deeper naman yung lalaki, I know.
Yeah.
I'm just sorry, sweetheart. Continue. But, what's your question, sweetheart?
Oh, I asked if, what if he took a step back for what happened? And when is the right time to talk about it? Like meeting the parents.
Again, as I was saying, the step back is only defined by you, though. I'm pretty sure he doesn't think he took a step back. It's even relative to us whether we think he took a step back. I don't think he took a step back.
He took a step forward nga. Eh, dinala ka do sa bahay eh.
I think maybe it was a very, very tiny step forward.
Correct,
at best. But I don't think he took a step back.
Okay.
Especially because you guys haven't talked about it yet. There could be some real legit reasons why he doesn't want to meet them. But you should have this conversation where you're open to whatever the answer is and you're not going to be offended. So I would just say, hey, sweetheart, din siya, no? Sweetheart, I need to ask you something, but please understand, I'm not going to get offended by any answer you give. Like, that's the part that's really important. Because he's going to go, he could say some things that might be slightly offensive, like, my mother at this point will not like you for these reasons. My mom or my dad, they're very traditional Chinese. They're going to flip if they see that I'm dating Filipino. I'm not going to be offended by that because that's not him. That's your parents. It's not him. But you then can create a plan on how to win them over just in case nga yan yung problema. Or number three could just be this. We've only been together a year and a half. I'm still not 100% confident na magiging okay sila sa relationship na to. I think we need to maybe wait another 6 months. All of that stuff, completely legitimate reasons on why he's not introducing you to his mom. The problem is you guys haven't talked about it.
Yeah.
So without you knowing, you get to kind of create these. Did he just take a step back? He was trying to be literal when he said, okay, I'll take you to mom's kitchen just to appease you.
Yeah.
But why have that conversation and not the real conversation?
Ako, napaka-sweet ng boyfriend mo para sa akin kasi pinagbigyan ka niya halfway. Meaning, siguro may problema siya meeting yung parents niya. So, ang ginawa niya, akala niya, masasatisfy ka doon sa dinala ka sa bahay.
Yeah.
Na without parents. Parang masabi na, dinala kita sa bahay, I'm seryoso. Pero hindi ko pa alam yung parent side ko. Pero sana isang step to as a promise that someday, kasi siguro napansin niya na baka i-big deal mo. Parang nagparinig ka na, kailan mo ko dadali sa kitchen smug? Parang ganoon, di ba? So, sweet yung boyfriend mo. Parang dinala ka niya halfway sa bahay. Dahil alam niya wala. Kasi hindi pa niya sigurado yung sa parents eh. Maybe ayaw ng parents. Pero, tingin ko yun yung ginawa niyang to appease you halfway.
Yeah, I think that's what Chopper was saying as well, right? The both of you guys are saying this is possibly a step forward. I'm not 100% sure. I think it's possible. Yeah, I just don't think it's a step back.
It's not a big step. Yeah.
I think when he says you want to, where when you say you want to go to mom's kitchen, he is actually trying to cook this up without it being a problem with his parents.
Yeah.
So
mahilig ka na sa Chinese food.
And remember, he
said he was gonna he was gonna cook for you,
and he even cooked for you and all of that stuff.
Yeah, he likes to cook for me.
So wait, the other question.
Buti hindi ka binetchin.
I hope na.
Go, Chopper.
Mention na slow ako doon.
Go, Chopper.
It's so wrong. But ang sama. Wait lang, huwag mo sasabihin yun, huwag mo gagawin joke yun. May baka puro betchin dito sa kusina. But anyway, I was gonna say, on the timing, your other question was timing. I think the timing is now, right? You said na parang maybe, you know, when you were reading through your story, na feeling mo na baka maybe you reacted too soon or overreacted to it, or you got upset right away. I think go back to him and say, hey, by the way, remember that day that you brought me to your parents' house and then I got upset and then, you know, you can go like, there, that was coming from something, and I think I need to explain. So explain to him and just be honest, and then go finish it up with, you know, I won't get offended with whatever, da, 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 but you know, when can I meet your parents, or when do you think you would want me to meet your parents? If not, then why, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Why do you want to meet them so bad?
No, not really, but it's just. I just thought about it since what happened on Friday, but like from 1 to 10, I'm like 5.
Yeah.
Kasi parang ginoke niya, pinahapyaw niya lang when they were eating at mom's kitchen, the restaurant. Mm-hmm. She goes like, when will I go to or see talagang ma-experience yung totoong mom's kitchen? Tapos gumiti, right? So it was, I don't think it was such a big deal for you at that time. But now, dinala ka niya sa kusina ng nanay niya, wala yung nanay niya, medyo...
Yeah, I just didn't see his intention at that time because I was all over with my emotions. So I got upset right away.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, hey, no, much ado about nothing, I think. Right?
Okay.
And I think Alex and Chopper even said that it was a good thing. Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah. I mean, I like what Alex said. I didn't really think about that, but thanks, Alex. Makes me feel better.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, sweetheart. Buti wala ka sa Pilipinas. Kung sa Pilipinas ka, dinala ka sa hardware.
What do you mean?
They have hardware business.
Kasi marami dito mga Chinese ang hardware ang negosyo.
Yeah.
Yung mga family business, hardware. Oh, totoo.
Have you been to his house though?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we do sleep over from time to time.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, I just want to make sure we clear out that his house also doesn't have mom of his kids' kitchen. Okay. Fantastic. No. Nope. Talk to him. Should be fine. Ooh. No big deal.
All right. I'll get back to him after this call.
Yes. Do get back to him. All right. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Gotta check out Mom's Kitchen when we're in Denver next month, babe. Somebody have Mom's Kitchen into Denver.
That's right. But was the food good? Did we even say the food was good or not?
I mean, you got a local Chinese, a real Chinese dude eating at a Chinese restaurant. Must be good.
Well, he's not that real. He's kind of like Amchai.
Diba? Buti na lang kamo. Ganun-ganun lang yung mga. Linitawan kasi ng lalaki, ng girl, kung saan yung Mom's Kitchen. Kasi, mamaya, nagmamachal sila sa forest. Diba? Mga bushes. I want to see your mom's bush. Diba? Nagpunta sila sa...
It's better than saying, I want to see your dad's hardware.
Dad's hardware. Galing din mo, di ba?
Oh.
I want to see your dad's cock. Parang gano'n yung mga pagkasabungan, di ba? Di ba di mo nagin nyo?
Yeah. Your mom's oven. Yeah.
O kaya nasa appliance store kayo, rock. I want to see your mom's rock.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll take our last call of this back-to-back AMA, what is it, double set, as they say on the radio. Back after this, don't go away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast, year number 13, episode 33. It's an AMA with Alex and Chopper. And hi to everybody streaming live with us. Yes, we do a live stream of this, as well as the radio show on playback.tv/goodtimes. So if you are not around, obviously you go the Spotify route. Or if you want to hear it a second time, go to Spotify route. But if you want to interact with us, all you have to do is download that Playback app. Hit join room when you search Good Times. That'll give you a notification when the show is starting. And a lot of people kind of do that. It's so much better than what it used to be where you, what was it before? Like you jumped on the Zoom room or something like that. Now it's just easy. There's a chat room there. It's everybody interacts. A whole lot of fun. So playback.tv/goodtimes is the way to consume it. Lex.
Yes.
What are you doing with your hair? Are you lifting it up?
No, inaano ko makati sa likod eh. Anyway.
I get so scared that you're touching it.
Manhid pa siya talaga sobra. So, naging morning, nagising ako for 3 a.m. eh. I love waking up in the morning. Kaya may morning show kami nila Mo, radio. Si Mo lang ang nagpa-morning person sa akin. pero ngayon may show sa restaurant ko sa Meats and Deli. That's May 10. That's Friday. At please, lahat ng show ngayon, dahil may website na ako at meron akong social media manager, you can check sa www.alexcalier.com and www.thecomedycrew.com. Yan yung aking group na puro comedians, thecomedycrew.com. Check nyo lang lahat na schedule. May Baguio show kami sa May 31 to June 2. Pero ang pinakahinihintay nyo, yung Singapore show, tuloy na sa July 28. Maglalabas na ako ng link. Siguro in a few days. Sa SOTA yan, School of the Arts sa Singapore. It's a 512-seater na theater, Tagalog. Tuloy na yan. At sa mga naghihintay sa US, August 23 to August 30, andiyan dyan ako. Pero baka mag-vacation din ako dyan, so I'll be earlier there. Hindi ko pa alam kung saan. So please, yung mga schedule ko, check nyo lang sa website. Pati merchandise Mo. Lahat ng gusto bumili ng merchandise, habang wala pa sa link ni Mo, At habang wala pa doon sa website ko, nagdadala ako sa bawat shows ko ng sombrero at damit na may mga sizes na ngayon. Ang ganda kasi nung sales kasi bilian yung mga tao ng GTWM, Alex Calleja, and Comedy Crew. Lahat yan, may black and white palagi.
Love it. Ayos. Yep. Cool. Thanks. Yeah, support Alex on that. Let's take our last call of the back-to-back. We are talking to Patty, who's 33 years old. Patty is in Manila, and she's on the show. Hey, Patty, thanks for being here.
Hi, Mo. Hi, Alex. Hi, Chopper.
Hey.
Patty, you're a doctor, right?
Huh?
Was that a secret?
Okay lang.
Okay, whatever. You're a doctor, right?
I'll start na lang with the question.
Okay, fine. Just completely disregard.
Should I give my boyfriend another chance? So my problem kasi is, I found out na maraming utang yung boyfriend ko. And we've been together for almost a year now.
Okay.
And then just last week, I found out sa emails niya na parang ang daming full maxed out yung mga credit cards niya tapos hindi niya binabayaran.
Ooh, what is he buying?
Yes, ano yan?
Oh, no, what is he buying with all that? Like, why is he racking up such a debt?
Parang yung iba luho niya, yung iba like pangtapal sa ibang utang. Like, sobrang nag-generate na ng interest. Oo, mga ganon. So, sorry, nakabahan ako.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
So, background lang. Sa family ko kasi, I came from not naman rich pero like in the middle class. And then, I still live with my parents kasama nung daughter ko kasi I'm a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't really contribute sa mga bills dito. So, kung kaya ko lang, dun lang ako nagbibigay. While si boyfriend, nagre-rent lang sila, still lives with his mom and his sister. So, kailangan niya mag-contribute ng like bills, rent, and mga groceries, ganyan. So, ayun. Nung last week, nalaman ko yun. Parang, I felt like na walang pupuntahan yung relationship namin since napag-uusapan naman na namin before na yung future namin. Pero nung nalaman ko na ang dami pala niyang utang.
How much out of curiosity? What amount are we looking at?
400 plus.
400?
Okay. All right.
Oo, yeah. 400 okay. plus. Shit. So, ako naman, parang I am financially stable naman. And nakasusupport ko naman yung luho ko and yung sa daughter ko. Question ko lang, is it worth saving yung relationship namin given na 1 year pa lang naman kami? Actually, mag-go 1 year pa lang kami next week.
Oh, hey, happy anniversary. So what is the... I think the answer to this, and everybody's probably freaking out, and you know, I read the chat room, everyone's telling you to run, but before we even get to all of that, what did he say? Like, when you found out?
Ito pa pala. Kasi, after ko malaman yung bills niya, nag-check ako ng, like, yung GCash, Maya. I found out na meron siyang mga deposits sa mga betting. Like, gusto nagsusugal siya.
No. Sugal nga. Okay. Sugal yan.
Kanya kalaki.
And then, nung una, kinonfront ko siya about it. Sabi ko,
now we run.
nagsusugal ka ba? Sabi niya sa akin, matagal na, as in months na daw. Pero nung nakita ko kasi, parang mga few days pa lang. So nagsisinungaling pa siya sa akin. Ganun.
Now we're running. Now, okay, so the reason why I brought up this earlier was we don't really know the story behind it. And then when you actually tell him and he gives an explanation and he's not lying and he's a bit more transparent, then we can get into the conversation of saving, even maybe even in fact helping him. But when you put sugal as part of the formula and then that you stacked lying on top of that, which are very common, like betting and lying are like fucking first cousins, okay? Then we have a really big problem. And it is, you seriously start thinking about whether you should stay in this relationship. My take is no, because you are a single mom. It is a new relationship. It is too complicated. I don't know what you do love about him. We haven't got to that yet, but I don't think it's worth the trouble. Patty, is he younger or is he older than you?
Same age. Yeah. Ang ano ko lang din kasi since wala yung dad nung anak ko, parang nung nakilala niya yung anak ko, 2 years old yung anak ko, parang naging attached na rin siya sa daughter ko. Tapos yung daughter ko, like, hinahanap na din siya. Parang okay
yeah.
naman siya.
Okay. All right. Yeah, then that's, that does complicate things for you. Look, let me ask you this. When did you find out about this? This was last week. When was the betting? When did he last put a bet in?
Simula nung kinonfront ko siya, hindi na siya nagsusugal. Tapos, actually, binayaran ko yung isang credit card.
That was my next question. So that's my next, because and it all ties into it, right? Did you help him pay for shit, which I'm assuming you did, and then he bet after that, or no?
Hindi naman. Parang kinuha ko na yung mga, parang remorseful naman siya. Sobrang, nakita ko naman na sobrang nagsisisi siya. Kaya din nahihirapan ako na kung iniisip ko kung magbibigay ba ako ng another chance.
Okay, yeah, no, that's a good question. I'm not 100% sure what my answer is. Alex, you are very adamant with your no, and again, you have a bit of a relatable past, so why don't you get the first crack at this girl?
Again, I just rejected an offer na mag-promote na naman ng online gambling. No? So, for the record, talaga ako mag-ano dyan. Ito, no, girl, no? Medyo ano talaga ako ng online gambling kasi nga, tama si Mo, magsisinungaling ka because of that. At yung online gambling, hindi siya agad-agad yung snap, tigil, pwedeng titigil, pwedeng ano, pero pwedeng gumamit ng ibang number. Meaning, kung ano nakikita mo ngayon, halimbawa, may GCash. Kasi sa GCash, naka-attach yung mga ibang online gambling eh. Na online na, pagka namamax out yung GCash mo eh, halimbawa, may limit lang na 200,000 per month, kahit gusto pa magsugal, hindi ka na makapagsugal. Kasi wala nang makakapasok na pera, walang lalabas sa pera. Bait na nalaman yan. Di po maraming pumapasok sa GCash ko, namamax out siya eh.
Oh, we lost Alex.
Ganon din nangyari siya pag nagsusugal ka, namamax out yan. So para makapagsugal ka pa ulit, gagamit ka ng ibang account, iba. Manghiram, ibibili ka ng ano, ng SIM card, paparegister mo ulit, tapos panibagong GCash na naman yon. So kahit imbestigahan mo siya, pwede siya magpalit-palit ng GCash. Hindi ko sinasabi ginagawa niya, pero based on experience, nasa kalagitnaan ng pagsusugal ngayon yung boyfriend mo. At yung pagbayad mo sa kanya is hindi niya ma-appreciate yan. Ang tingin niya lang is nakalusot siya sa isang problema. So, magbabago siya? Oo, pero hindi natin masasabi ngayon. Yun ang sinasabi ko mo, kaya mahirap magsabi dito. Kasi ongoing, malalaman mo lang pagka naka 1 year or 2 years na wala talaga. Yun, ibig sabihin na overcome niya. According din yan sa ano. Kailangan wala kang ginagawang sugal in 1 year. So, yung sinasabi mong sugal niya, pag sinayin niyang ngayon lang, nagsinungaling siya, dapat nagsinungaling siya na matagal na siya nagsusugal. So, mali yung pagsisinungaling niya na sinasabi niyang matagal na pero nakita mo araw pa lang. Pero ang point ko dito, nung nagbayad ka, mo kasi, ano yan eh, sorry for the term ha, sugal ang magbigay ng chance.
Sa sugarol.
Kailangan mo munang papatunayan at it will take time. Yun lang sagot ko. Hindi ko sinasabing hindi siya magbabago, hindi ko sinasabing ano, pero kasi mo may nagbasa ako kanya dito, akala niya, uy, may utang akong 600,000, tapos may utang ako sa kotse. Ang utang na yon, mababayaran mo yun kasi wala kang sugal. Ang utang sa sugal, hindi mo mababayaran kasi nagsusugal ka hoping mabawi mo yung utang mo. So pag may utang ka lang na normal, nagka-utang ka because meron kang ano, nagbayad ka sa bahay, whatever, mababayaran mo yun kasi pag kumita ka susunod, mababayad mo talaga. Sa sugal, hindi. Ang nasa isip mo palagi, pagka sumweldo ka sa susunod, meron kang puhunan sa sugal.
Let me ask you, so of the 400,000, how much of that is gambling related?
Hindi ko siya nabilang eh. Pero ang reason niya dun, akala niya kasi para mababawi niya yung isinugal niya, mapambabayad niya sa like sa utang niya.
Yeah. Well, I think it matters. I think it matters to figure that out. I think before you break up with your boyfriend, it's about a transparency. Again, I know I keep saying the same fucking thing over and over, but it's about having a conversation. Having a transparent conversation of and you're smart, you're a doctor. You know how to itemize this shit because you are intelligent. Now, whether you're good at that or not, who knows, but at least you've got brains. Figure out how much of that money, of that $400,000, is related to gambling. And if we figure out that it's a considerable percentage, then I'm not sure this relationship is worth the headache. Now, if only a small portion of the $400,000 is gambling, and he, in fact, truly felt like he could win the money to pay off those other debts, I don't know. It's tough, but I start asking you, how good of a boyfriend is he to you? How good of a boyfriend has he been to you over the past year? Is this his only concern? Is this the only red flag? The fact that you brought your daughter in and the relationship she has with him, that's important for me as well. I mean, are there other red flags about this guy outside of this?
Wala naman. Wala naman na, yun lang. Tsaka, yun nga, lagi siya nagsisinungaling.
Lagi or this one time?
I mean, ito lang, ito, yung about this, and yung about sa financials niya.
Well,
parang
of course,
because
I mean, that could be embarrassing. And you guys are not in a relationship for 5 years, 10 years, where this conversation is easier. A one-year relationship, it's not even 1 year. You got an anniversary coming up next week. It's an embarrassing conversation to have. So I think you need to have it, embarrassing as it is, because we have a breakup.
It's a breakupable
offense. Yeah, we have a looming breakup here.
Yeah.
So you need to tell him, hey, I even consulted with like Alex, you know, Chopper and Mo about maybe it's time for me to leave. That's how serious I am. But before we get to that, I need to know what the fuck happened. Give me everything. Full transparency. And if you figure out that a bulk of that $400,000 is because of gambling, then I would run. If it's not,
anong trabaho nung guy?
Sa hospital siya. So, healthcare worker.
Okay. Magkano binayaran mo nung una?
Nasa 50 plus. Pero nag-shell out na rin ako sa kanya ng another 50.
So 100 plus na. Oh my goodness.
I don't know if that's that big of a deal, guys.
No, but the thing is, for me, it's you have to know first what you're paying off. Because feeling ko sa siguro, you're not helping the situation. Not that, I know you were helping, pero kasi based on sa sinabi ni Alex, na parang hindi nakakatulong yung ganun. Parang dapat tinanong mo kung anong plan niya. Diba? And to most point, like, you gotta get to the bottom of this. Before I can easily say, just break up. Like, it's only been a year. You know, you don't need this in your life. Like, but, you know, obviously there's love and feelings and all that there, but get to the bottom of it. And if it really is, if you can't tell and assess na, okay, he's really guilty and he has a plan. He has to have a plan. Pagdating mo, okay, fine. Yan na lahat ng utang mo. Anong plano mo? Paano mo babayaran yan? Right? Like, that's also a determining factor. Like, kailangan may plano siya. Hindi. Ngayon, babayaran ko yan. Ganito yung sweldo ko. Portion of this every month will go there. Like, talagang, and then see if it does happen. Right? And maybe give it 6 months to see, okay, binabayaran ba niya? Bumababa ba yung utang niya? And then that means, you know, that's showing you that he can learn from his mistakes and fix it.
But okay, so this is the part I was saying, you have to have a transparent conversation with him. Mm-hmm. And I think before you even go, hey, what does 6 months look like? And I'm going to see if you can test your discipline and all. Before we even get to that, I need to know how much of the $400,000 was gambling. Because we have to try our best to remove that gambling was the biggest part of this. Because at that point, I really just...
So
I don't,
you're
I mean,
saying
I'm not...
kahit na biggest part gambling, pero willing to pay at my plan C boyfriend how to pay it.
It's
you're
like
saying,
if you were addicted to drugs, because it's an addiction, just like drugs, yeah, just like alcoholism, just like everything. If I told you, hey, I don't really like the alcoholic consumption levels that you do. I don't like the drug consumptions that you do. And then you tell me, well, how often are you taking drugs? How often are you drunk? Oh, well, it's only 6 times a week. Fuck that. I'm out. Because the recovery process is way too long for me, and I don't want to subject my child to a fucking addict recovery program.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't want that shit. Now, if I find out that, oh, I don't like the amount of alcohol you drink, but how often are you drinking? About once, twice a week. Then I'm like, okay, well, maybe we can go ahead and fix this, because that's maybe not the – You're a doctor. You know what addiction looks like. You know what substance abuse looks like. Probably you know what substance abuse looks like. Well, it's not that much different. So you know the path. You know how long it takes. You know how difficult the road is. And whether you're going to subject your child to that is I would say, is worth it. But what if he's not an addict? What if he made a mistake? What if he said, what if he made an early 30-year-old mistake, which is, fuck, I got a lot of utang. I think I'm really good. I think I'm going to put my money on Denver tonight to beat the fucking Minnesota Timberwolves because they're at home and the elevation dictates that they have the advantage, blah, 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 bullshit. And then boom, they lost. So we don't know. Figure out, how did you get to this 400K? And if fucking gambling is a big part of it, I'm out because that tells me you're an addict.
Yeah, and don't give him any more money until you figure that out.
Yeah, but if it's only a small portion of it and you love him and he's good to you and find the lie was a lie, but I find that to be a bit more lie by because it's embarrassing, you can help him. You can be a couple. So my next question before I throw it back to Alex is this. How close are you to breaking up with him right now before you even called us?
60-40
breakup.
Okay.
So we're really close to just right down the middle. So Alex, go ahead. I mean, you it sounded like you had something to say.
Ako no, ano dagdag ano siya ano? Dagdag ikli ng relasyon nyo. Masyado pang maaga para problemahin. Sa akin ha, para problemahin yung gambling. Ibig sabihin, kung nag-rank up yan ng mga 400K, again, kung sa sinasabi ni Mong na isang boto, isang bet siya na 400, yan, pwede kang magkamali. Pero kung na-monitor mo yung mga GCash niya and ano niya, pay, ano niya, mga maya niya, cash in yan eh. Cash in, tapos receive something. May mga ano yan, may mga identifier ka dyan kung tutuloy mo yung pag-iimbisiga mo, kung willing kang pagbigyan, no? So makikita mo yan sa kanyang GCash and PayMaya. Okay? Ngayon, kung nagbayad ka na ng 100K, ano sabi niya sa'yo? Ano yung demeanor niya? Nung, di ba hindi siya umamin ng kusa? Nabooking mo? Tama ba?
Oo. Nakita ko kasi.
Nabooking mo. So, unang-una, hindi siya umamin. So, doon palang sign na yon. Kasi kung halimbawa, lumapit ako sa'yo na, uy, may problema ako, nagsusugal ako. And that's a good sign, no? Pero kung nahuli mo siya, ibig sabihin, hindi siya patigil. Kailitan to. Nahuli mo eh. So kung nahuli mo yan at nagbayad ka pa, anong sabi niya? Siya ba ang nagsabi sa'yo yung bayaran mo o nagkusa ka?
Nagkusa ako actually.
Nabayaran mo? Pero yung pangalawa?
Ako din ang nagsabi kasi nga wala naman siyang pambayad.
Kaya nga, nagsasabi pa siya ng problema niya na parang problemado siya. Hindi ka aniningan, pero ina-acting ang kanya na, alam mo, ano ko na, problema ako doon sa utang ko eh. May ganun ha? Manipulation ang tawag doon. May ginawa kasi ang ganun.
Actually, hindi naman siya nagsasabi kasi nahihiya nga siya. So ako na lang talaga yung...
Pero paano mo nalaman may utang siya?
Ano po, nakakita ko sa email, yung mga statement ng credit cards. Ayun, nakita ko, ang dami.
Okay, so nagkusa nga. Anong sabi niya nung nagbayad ka?
Babayaran daw niya ako unti-unti. Mga ganun po.
Hindi, ano sabi? Sorry, naputol.
Babayaran daw niya ako. Like, huhulugan niya. Ganun.
Pero nangako siya magbabago?
Sabi niya, oo. Pero actually, kinuha ko lahat ng credit cards niya. Tapos, sinabi ko sa kanya na sabihin sa akin lahat ng ginagastos niya. Ganun. Parang ano naman siya.
So ganun ba ang gusto mo maging relasyon niyo moving forward? Ayun, kaya mo to.
Nga.
Kaya mo to moving
ayun
forward.
Ayun nga din eh. Yung parang yung future namin. Parang
mo, kaya ako nagtatanong na ganun mo. Itong love story niya, imbis na happy siya, Now we're talking about sex problem. We're talking about, you know, the dynamics of having a single mom with a boyfriend. This is like getting another sight ng ulo. Kung kaya niya, go on. Pero, mahirapa ka dyan, girl, being a single mama. Yan sinasabi ko. Again, di ko sinasabing addict tong si Guy, pero kung kaya mong ganyan ang magiging sitwasyon nyo at your wala pa kayong 1 year, sige, pagbigyan mo. Pero sa ngayon, ang paplano ko dyan, hindi pa yan patapos kasi nahuli mo eh. Yun lang yun. Ayun na ako doon. Ako, hindi ako, ano yan, mamublema ka dyan para kami alagang anak niyan. Na magastos.
Nagdagan yung anak ko.
At nag-offer ka na kagad ng bayad. So, nagbukas ka na ng alam mo na?
Yeah, I don't know here, Patty. I'm as confused as you are. I totally think the stuff that Alex and Chopper said have had merit in it, but I also want to give a very, very thin, reasonable amount of reasonable. Was it reasonable doubt? Reasonable doubt? Is that what it's called? Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Wherein maybe this is not an addiction, and it's something that could be overcome. It's you chalk it up to experience, and you know you guys are young, and it's a young relationship. So maybe he was embarrassed to tell you that may utang siya. I don't know. But that's why I'm going to rely on what is he like outside of this. If he's been great, if he's been honest about other things, if he's been a very supportive boyfriend, if you see promise in him, all of those things, then great. But if you don't see any of that, then yes, this is a big enough problem for you to run. Because okay. I think seeing promise in him, not outside of just the addiction, or not addiction, the utang, is he a resourceful person? Does he look like he's got stability or promise in stability moving forward? It's just a matter of circumstance that he is with his family. That's why, you know, financially he's not strong right now, but he looks like he has the ability to take it to the next level. All of these things have to be assessed.
Yeah.
And again, you use your, I don't want to overplay the doctor skills, but there are skills there. There are skills there that you have where you look at somebody who's sick and you're able to tell this is going to get worse or this is going to get better. That's yeah, what I mean. That's what I mean, using your skill set. Can I see that this sickness is going to be worse in 6 months, as Chopper wanted to throw that number out? Or he's going to be healed?
Yeah. Like, ano yung mga indicators? Ano yung mga signs that he's getting better, right? Yung mga symptoms na he's getting better. Oh, he took a part-time job para mabayaran ka. Yung sinabi niyang huhulugan ka niya doon sa utang niya sa'yo, binabayaran din niya yun. Kahit paliit lang, di ba? 500 pesos here or there. Diba, yung ganon, like, is he true to his word? And whether or not, like, true to his word in terms of yung mga little things na sinabi niya na babayaran ka niya, babayaran niya yung utang niya, slowly and but surely, ganon, he's gonna struggle, but he's gonna have to struggle. And you're gonna have to let him struggle a little bit. Because if you're gonna help him, you're not gonna see if he'll be able to do it himself, that he's really gonna show true, you know, like, parang the truth na talagang he's really remorseful and he's made a mistake and now he's paying for it. Literally.
Okay.
Ako mo, nagbago ako nung wala na, alam kong wala na tutulong sa akin. Yung sugal ko. Yung nakita ko na may mga nauutangan pa ako.
But you knew your utang was a product of, the yeah. the dominant amount of money you owed was because of sugal. We don't know yet about this guy. And that's what I'm saying. You can break up with him tomorrow, Pat, and I'm okay.
But he didn't say anything, though, that it's not sugal.
Let me finish. You can break up with him tomorrow if you find out the bulk of the 400,000 is gambling, because that tells me addiction, and I don't, like I said it earlier, I'll repeat it again, I don't want to subject my child to a fucking addiction recovery program.
Yeah,
okay, I don't want that, all right? Now, if you only figure out that a small portion of the 400,000 is sugal, this is where the transparency is, this is where your research comes in, then I will think about a future with him still, but I need him to plan out how he's going to fix that. And if I'm going to help him, I'm not going to help him by hundreds of thousands of pesos. I'm going to help him with the planning. I'm going to help him, you know, in smaller amounts.
Yeah, not then, by taking away his credit cards. It really is.
I might be okay with that because it's a bit of the enemy right now, but I'm also taking his salary. I'm taking all of it and I'm going to manage it for him and I want to see if he's able
No, I wouldn't do that. I would ask for access for his logins to see his bank statements and stuff. Give him his...
But you guys live together, right?
No, he lives with his... Sa kabila siya.
Oh, well, I thought you guys live together.
No, they live separately. She lives with her family and he lives with his mom and sister. I wouldn't take... Kasi that's not fixing the problem, eh. Kasi,
I meant that in the context that they live together. So the fact that you guys don't live together, then yeah, you are limited to how much access you're going to have to him. And if that's the case, again, you assess it. You assess whether he's good enough for you to overlook this problem if you figure out that the problem really isn't gambling. But if it is gambling, Pat, you gotta get out. It's just too much trouble. Okay?
Okay.
How old is
Thank
your
you
child?
So much.
Anong ano mo, Doc? Anong, ano, anong, Doc, Patty, anong She's specialty three. Mo? Specialization?
Ay, wag na
lang. Hair transplant.
Hindi, malayo naman. Gusto ko lang malaman.
Oh my gosh!
Surgery?
Wag na lang. Okay. No, all right. But you, but,
sorry.
But you got you have a good you make a good amount of money.
Okay naman.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Like you said, you were stable and enough for you and enough for your child. All right. Good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wag mo nang guluhin 'yon, Patty.
Dito na lang guguluhin na 'yung anak ko.
All right. No worries.
Thank you po.
Thanks. Thanks, Doc. Have a good one. Good
thank
luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Ano mo max out mo yung ano yung credit card. Hindi siya pwede ka kasing mag cash advance sa credit card. May PIN number ang credit card where you can borrow money. Yung mag-withdraw ka. Parang typical ATM, pero utang 'yon. So 'yun ang reason kung bakit mo max out yung credit card. And you will max out all your credit card.
Shit, I would be so scared.
Yeah, no, this is probably the hardest of the questions we had today. And
ako, celebrity na ako noon, ha? Pero natitira na akong pera, 60 pesos.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's tough.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, just do the research. Figure out how much of that is due to the gambling. And if it's too...
Mas nakakait na ulo yan, yung talo. Ano yan, talagang hindi ka...
Kasi problema na hindi mawala, eh.
Oo. Yeah. Init na ulo mo, minsan nagaan yan. So, anyway, ayoko na may judge lahat. Tama naman si Mo doon. Aralin niya, pero... Gamitin niya yung pagka-doktor niya. I-diagnose niya yung partner niya.
Yeah.
Tama dun si Mo. Diba? Diba may mga doktor na di ka na, 6 months ka na lang. Diba? Ay, di ka na lang yung papagaling. Ano ka na lang. O kaya, gagaling ka pa. O yun, no? Sabihin mo sa, gawin mo ngayon sa jowa mo yun.
Yeah.
Pero Joe, ako may utang, susugal ako, tapos nagbayad ng 100,000. Hindi sa akin bawas yun. Sa akin is panibagong puhunan. Ibig sabihin, reset ako ng 100K.
Oh, kasi wala kang utang or nabawasan. Yeah.
You know, I think my advice is the least popular of the three of us and, you know, maybe what the chat room people are, where they're saying run. I just, you got to be sure about this stuff.
That's dapat sure talaga. Yeah, ano, may feelings sure. Yan.
Yeah. And even my advice could backfire as well, where he is a fucking full-necked on, you know, up to his neck addict. But I wouldn't maybe advise a person who wasn't the perceived intelligence that Patty has. I think when you're a doctor, you're smart. So I'm playing on that. If she were not a doctor and a far less demanding place in her life, I would also adjust my advice to that.
Mm-hmm.
So all these things are taken into consideration when I'm talking about what I'm talking about. And I could be fucking massively wrong about it. But...
Yeah.
All of that stuff matters when you're making these massive decisions. All right. Anyway, we will
don't gamble, please. Don't gamble.
We will get out of here, and we want to thank you guys for hanging out with us. Again, don't forget to download that SendWave app. Make sure that you hit the promo code Good Times there, so you get that $20. You can send it to your families in the Philippines if you are US based, Canada, even certain parts of Europe. There's a whole list of countries, by the way, you can send that stuff to. But obviously, you know, with a show like this, with the audience that we have, most of that stuff we know is going back home for your family members. And then again, we're giving away $500 prizes at the end of the month. SendWave is spelled SendWave. Make sure to download that and avail of your $20. Everybody else, we'll see you next time. Lex, I know that you're not on face-to-face right now, right? Because of this recovery?
No. After this, I'm going to Makati Med for papalinis. And then tomorrow, I see you tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow on the radio. And then let me know when you guys are good again for another podcast episode, preferably maybe end of the week or even on the weekend. It'll be great to maximize as much of this time that you have and doing more shows. We have a lot of people trying to get on the show these days. In fact, we're even spilling over some of the calls we don't take here onto the radio show, which we did yesterday and we've done every week. So thank you for everybody sending in your messages and your questions that you want to get aired. Bear with me if it takes a little bit to get you on the podcast. And if there's a way to even get you on the radio show, we'll definitely do that. So have a good one. Thanks for hanging out. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, bye. Bye, Mo. Bye, Jabber.
Later. Bye. We'll see you.